Next on the liberal agenda, according to New Republic magazine, is an increase in the minimum wage. Libertarians oppose minimum wage laws. Libertarians believe you should have the liberty to hire anybody at whatever rate you want. That is to say, at whatever rate you and someone else can agree on in a free exchange in a voluntary context. The problem with minimum wage laws, if the government, let's just say the government said that you can't pay anybody less than $100 an hour, what would that do? Obviously, everybody who cannot produce more than $100 worth of goods and services an hour cannot be hired by any business that wants to stay in business, because the business will go bankrupt if it pays everybody, all of the employees, more than they are creating for the business to sell. This is simple economics, and I think everybody agrees that minimum wage laws cause some degree of unemployment. Otherwise, they would set the minimum wage at $100. But as it is, it's a matter of political compromises between basically unions who want to prevent low-wage competition to their jobs. If you want to be paid $50 an hour for your job, and you know there are people out there who can do the same job for $20 an hour or maybe even $3 an hour, you want to price them out of competition. You want to make sure the government makes it illegal to hire them at the price they're willing to charge for the same job. And so this is I think, basically a pro-union kind of legislation, but it is anti-black youth. And the fact that black youths have a 35 to 50% unemployment rate is largely because of minimum wages. It denies them the opportunity to get their first job, not because they need the money, but because they need the experience, they need the skills, they need the ability to get up and go to a job, to stay on the job for however many hours they're going to stay on the job, to learn how to be cooperative, to follow orders, to do what the employer says needs to be done, and to be of service to other people. Those are skills. And those skills are denied to people when they can't get a job because the government says it's illegal to hire them because they're not productive enough yet. And like I say, everybody knows that minimum wage laws cause unemployment. They make those who cannot produce as much as the minimum wage, they make them unemployable. It makes it illegal to employ them. And this does not help. This really hurts. It helps unions. It helps those who have high-paying jobs. It prevents other people from competing with them at a lower rate. But the majority, the vast majority of people who are on minimum wage jobs are those who are getting their experience. They're getting their feet wet. They're getting their first step on the ladder of success. It's not people who are supporting a family. Only a small percentage of people who have a minimum wage job are the supporters of a family. The rest are people who are just getting their start. They need the experience, they need to work, and it's not just for the sake of getting a wage, it's for the sake of doing the work and getting into the habit and getting experience and building up a resume. For these reasons, libertarians, aside from the fact that we don't want the government telling people how much they can work for or how much they can hire people for, I think for these reasons, libertarians believe that minimum wage laws are bad because they consign people to perpetual poverty. The ticket to getting out of poverty is not a higher wage on a job. The ticket out of poverty is a job, period. And when minimum wage laws preclude people from getting a job, it sentences them to a life of poverty. They're never going to get the experience or the jobs or the ability to get themselves out of poverty, and they will forever be dependent on the government. And this, I contend, is dehumanizing. And liberals should not want people to be dependent generation after generation for welfare from the government. They should want people to have fulfilling jobs, and the way to learn how to live a fulfilling life with a job that you're happy with is to get that experience. And minimum wage laws make that impossible.